Welcome to Talks from the Bible. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. 2 Timothy 3:14-15. The knowledge of scripture which Timothy possessed had come from his grandmother Lois and his mother Eunice. 2 Timothy 1:5. From a child, Timothy had known the Holy Scriptures. A knowledge of the Holy Scriptures comes from reading and meditating on the Holy Scriptures. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. Psalms 1:2. I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. Psalms 119:15. The meditation of the Holy Scriptures will keep our heart from sin. The Holy Scriptures provide a guard against the invasion of Satan's devices. Oh, how I love thy law! It is my meditation all the day. Thou, through thy commandments, hast made me wiser than mine enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more understanding than all my fathers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. Psalms 119:97-99. Of all the books, the Bible is to be the most loved and respected. The Bible is a book that has come from God and contains the thoughts of God. Of all the books, the Bible is to be learned and known, for the Bible contains the way of salvation. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. 1 Corinthians 2:12. God has revealed unto humanity his mind, so that we might know him, and the way that leads to an eternal home with him. No other book contains the way of life. There are books of history and science and math, but only the Bible is the book of salvation. When Joshua replaced Moses as the leader of Israel, God gave him this instruction: "This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success." Joshua 1:8. Faith in the word of the Lord is the way of eternal prosperity. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.